Aesop's Fables. The art of storytelling can be found in the customs and traditions of almost every culture in the world. Storytellers are called by many different names, but their purpose is to entertain and teach. Every culture has stories that are designed to teach people how they should live. Often the stories stay inside of the culture and are never heard by people who live outside of the culture. But there are some stories that have moved outside of their culture and are famous all over the world. Aesop's Fables are stories that were written a very long time ago in Greece by a man named Aesop. The name Aesop in ancient Greek means Ethiopian or black in color. A fable is a short story which teaches a lesson about how people should behave. Fables often use animals as the main characters, and the animal's behavior is like the behavior of people. So the animals speak and talk and laugh the same way that people do. Aesop's stories and the lessons learned from his stories have never died, and today people all over the world read his stories and are still learning the lessons that his stories have to teach. We know very little about the ancient writer Aesop. He lived from 620 BCE to 560 BCE in Greece. He was a slave in the country, and some people believe he was originally a native of Ethiopia. A slave is a person who is owned by another person and doesn't have the freedom to go where he wants and do what he wants. Many of Aesop's stories have been identified as originally being ancient, traditional East African stories that were orally told. A story that is told orally is spoken and hasn't been written down on paper. In ancient East Africa, it was a custom to tell stories orally to teach children the difference between good behavior and bad behavior. People who study the life of Aesop believe he started telling stories to entertain the friends of the man who owned him. This was one way that Aesop's owner would show his hospitality to the guests who would visit his home. Storytelling changed the life of Aesop forever. Through storytelling, Aesop began to win the respect of his owner and became a distinguished storyteller in ancient Greece. Later, he won his freedom from his owner because his stories were entertaining, and they taught people to live in the right way. After he was freed, he traveled to many different places. One place he traveled to was Babylon, which we now call Iraq. Aesop never wrote down any of his stories himself. Although he never wrote any of his stories down, people loved his stories, remembered them, and later, several people from various countries wrote his stories down. Surprisingly, there is a connection between Aesop and Islam. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, often spoke about a man named Luqman. Luqman is spelled L-U-Q-M-A-N. In Arab history, Luqman was believed to have lived around 1100 BCE. He lived 500 years before Aesop was born. Luqman was believed to be an Ethiopian storyteller. He was said to be the wisest man in the East. Luqman is spoken about in the 31st surah of the Holy Quran. Some people who have studied the life of Aesop believe Aesop might have adapted his stories from Luqman's stories. Aesop will always be remembered as a major person in the history of oral storytelling. One important lesson his stories have taught us is to never think you are so important and powerful that you have to hurt people who are less powerful than you. Another important lesson from his stories is, everything you have done in life, good or bad, will return to you.